I believe that whatever you've been through, if you say it is like best, because other people are probably going through that in depth, and it can help them either get better or just completely get out of that. All right, guys, we're going live right now.
You're live.
You're telling your followers that you've been started a live video. Yeah, tell them faster. Yeah, work to get done. All right, so I'm not gonna be talking to any of you guys. I will be talking to Nicole Payano today. She's all the way in New Jersey. But if you have any questions, just make sure that you write them down in the comments, and I may get to them. I don't know.
So that will be good. That will be good. That will be good if they do that. Like, ask questions and you...
It should. We're going to do one in English and then we're going to do one in Spanish. So if you speak Spanish only, hang around, okay? Because
we get there.
It's going to get to the point where we're going to do one in Spanish.
Yes.
All right. We have people from Panama joining us.
Nice.
I'm excited for the one in Spanish. We're doing it live right now. And we have...
Hi, Instagram.
All the way from New Jersey. I will be talking to her, guys. Not a lot to you, but if you have any questions, just send me a DM or just write it down in the comments. All right. I'm all yours, Nicole.
Good. Hi, Kristen. How are you?
Hey, doing good. Excited.
Good. Me too. I'm feeling pretty excited. I don't know how to say that. Ilusionada. Es una palabra en español.
Ilusionada.
Yeah. All right. I think that's excited too.
So you've been waiting for this moment?
Yeah.
Let's go. That's what I'm talking about.
Cool. Kristen, can you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are. Where you came from?
For sure. I don't want to say I'm Kristen in the past because I'm not my name. You know, I don't know if that makes sense. But I was born and raised in Cuba, came here when I was 14 years old. And since then, you know, like you always see your parents work and you always have this illusion in the back of your mind that you don't want that to happen anymore. You want to retire your parents. You want them to live a better life. I believe that your parents, they are responsible for the way they bring you to the world, but you're responsible for the way that the world is going to turn around on them, you know, that you're the one who have to make that happen. So I always want the best for them. And that's why I got involved in this whole like business world. And that's a little bit of who I am. I have like a lot of phases, but I have the business phase, then I have the friend phase, and then the family phase, and then the dancer phase. I love dancing. I love music. But yeah, that's a little bit of who I am.
Cool. That's right. Like, I feel like all of us, we have like different phases. We have like a business phase and friends phase. I think that's right for everybody. I think so. It's like that. So I have one more question for you. How do you start into the business world? How do you start into the e-commerce business world?
How do I start it into e-commerce? I can answer that. So basically, I didn't just like start a ride in e-commerce. I've been through a little bit of a long route. I've been in the business world for about 4 years now, 3-4 years. And when we first started, it was not e-commerce. We were doing network marketing back then, which was like thanks to that is because where I am today. Right, if it was not because of network marketing, we wouldn't be here. Even though we're not doing it right now with any company, we're still doing it as a lifestyle, you know. So we started with that. We had little to no success, and then about 2 years down the road, we actually found out about e-commerce. Okay, one of my business partners, he came to me. He was like, "Dude, I just retired my mom." And that was like my big aha moment, like my big epiphany moment, okay? And when he told me that, I asked, like, how do you do it? He just showed me that he has sold in a month a around $38,000 worth of sales in Amazon. And I got super pumped. I was like, man, that's awesome. I want to get started on that as well. And that's how I got introduced to e-commerce. And then I decided to branch out and actually master eBay, especially eBay dropshipping.
Nice. Can you tell us your journey since the beginning until you got here? I know that you went to college and everything. Can you tell us about a little bit about that journey?
So the journey from college to here.
Yeah.
From college to today's date.
Yeah.
All right. So in high school, first of all, I was a little mess. At the beginning of high school, I had just come from Cuba, so it was a little different. But then I met this girl. She completely changed me around, and I actually became a pretty good student. I went from a GPA of 2.2 to 4.6 when I actually graduated. I had a scholarship. I got a scholarship for the FIU, Florida International University. I was even playing with their band. I played the trumpet professionally. I've done that in a little while though, since I started the whole business thing. But yeah, I went to FIU. My first semester, it was a complete mess. I switched majors around 4 times. At first, I was doing a biology major. I thought I wanted to become an orthodontist, but once I went to my first bio class, I was like, man, this is not for me. I actually want to focus more in numbers, that the business aspect. So I switched from a bio major to a business management major. Then they started talking about managers and what I will be doing. And I don't know about you, but when you have a job, most of the time you don't really like your manager, you know?
That's
Your manager, when you have a job, your manager is kind of that person who is on your butt the whole time. So that was the experience I saw when I was doing a business manager major. And I decided that I didn't want to become a manager. I'm more of a leader. If I'm going to tell you to do something, I will do it with you. Okay. I will just not tell you to do it, but actually do it with you. Actually be there, in the ground, playing with the guys, I would say here. So I switched out of business management to accounting. And what I did, especially for any of you guys who are watching this podcast, what you can do if you have any ideas of a major that you want to do where you're not completely sure of it. What I did, for example, when I wanted to become an accountant, I picked up the phone here in Miami. I searched different accounting firms and I called their phone numbers. Okay. So the first person who picked up the phone, I asked them, hey, do you think it was worth it getting an accounting major? How do you feel right now? And a lot of people hang up the phone on me. They didn't answer. But the ones that did answer, they actually went over and explained that I will be doing a lot of office work, just sitting down in a cubicle most of the time, dealing with numbers. And I was like, man, that's not for me. I'm a people person. I feed my energy out of other people. It's right now, just talking to you, being in a live on Instagram as well, and knowing that other people are going to be watching it, that just feeds me with energy, you know? So I decided to not do accounting anymore and then switch majors again to marketing. All right. Wow. I almost became best friends with my counselor back then. I was there all the time. And I was doing marketing. I actually liked marketing until I decided to drop out of college. It was a little rough experience. I had pretty big expectations. As I told you, I graduated high school with pretty good standards. I got a full run scholarship. So dropping all this, it was not an easy thing to do. But as I was telling you, it was a kind of a big disappointment when I realized that the people that were teaching me about business didn't know what it is that they were teaching, you know? I asked my professor, hey, are you going to teach me how to build my own businesses? And he said, yes. I asked him, hey, are you going to teach me how to make $1 million a year? You know, back then I was thinking small. And he said, yes, I'm going to teach you that. And then I asked him, do you have your own business? He said no. I asked him, how much you make a year? He said, man, I'm a professor. I make around 70 to 100K. I was very disappointed. I shook his hand. And the last time I saw him, and the last time I also went to college. So I went to college for 2 semesters. Then I decided to drop out, build my own businesses, and I started my entrepreneurial career. It's been a rough journey. No one should tell you that it is easy. The hardest thing that I've done in my life was probably dropping out of college. It's hard. It's hard once you drop out because when you're going to school, they're telling you what to do, so you have certain steps to follow. You know that you have to wake up early because you got to be there. You know that you have to study like certain things to get that grade. Your professor will tell you, hey, study page 40 to 46 for tomorrow's test. All right? And then you know what you got to do, but when you are out in the streets, when you are an entrepreneur, you don't have a set schedule. You got to be looking yourself for what to do. And it is hard to wake up early when you have nothing to do, when you don't have any responsibilities. So it took a little while for me to develop that responsibility of actually waking up early and being disciplined without going to school, without having someone telling you what to do. That takes a lot of like mental toughness and self-respect. And I believe it took me over a year. And it's still today, man. Like, I'm honest, still today, there's some days that I just don't even want to wake up early.
It's hard.
Really honest.
It's hard. Sometimes it's hard. Another question. What did your parents think about it when you drop out of college? What they say to you?
What did my parents thought about it?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Because I can't imagine.
I came from Cuba with my mom only. So my mom was kind of my mom and dad, you know. And, you know, like... Not, I don't think it's only like when you're a Hispanic mom or a Hispanic dad. I believe that most parents go through this. Mm-hmm. But when you're Hispanic, it's like a whole new level. You know, like you come here, you're like,
you have to.
You're
gonna work. You have to do it.
Like you have to go to college. Yeah. So, you know, my mom would say, like, I'm going to work my butt off. She cleaned houses. She had been cleaning houses for up to 7 years. So she's like, hey, I'm gonna keep cleaning houses. I'm gonna keep like making this huge effort so you can go off to college and you can become someone in life. So she was super happy, super excited when I got a full run of scholarship at FIU. So imagine two semesters later when I dropped the bomb that I was dropping out of college and that I will become an entrepreneur and all these things. She was crying, she was going crazy. And for 3 years, okay, like 2 years, 2 years and a half, almost 3 years, she will repeat to me every day that I had to go back to college. So for any parent that is watching this, my best advice from a like son point of view is that, man, you got to support your kids a little more. I'm not saying that my mom was not supportive, you know, because like they want the best for you. At least that's like what they always will say to you. But man, you gotta believe a little more. Remember that since the moment I dropped out, I will tell my mom, like, I will retire you. Just give me some time. Like, college is gonna take me 4 years just to finish a major. I promise that I will retire you before that time. And I did. But for 3 years, she will repeat to me every day, when are you going back to college? She was like, hey, I've seen you doing this, I've seen you doing meetings, I've seen you studying and doing all these things, and I don't see results, you know, because it's hard. Entrepreneurship is not easy. So we spend a lot of time without seeing tangible results. Okay. It's hard to say it like this, but your parents, they will not appreciate the change that you're going through emotionally or physically or mentally or how you're going spiritually. Okay. They want to see tangible results. They want to see the money. Okay. Where's the money at? You know, and you cannot blame them for that. So once you started to see the money and like tangible results, then all right, I always knew you were gonna make it. I always believed in you. That's why. That's pretty much what they're all gonna say. But Oh, yeah, she was not very supportive at first, and now she's.
What's the
how about most your parents, though? How about your parents? How are they taking that?
Oh, I'm not dropping out. I mean, I'm thinking about it because right now I finished community college. I don't know if you know that. You know, you do 2 years and then you do like two more years in that regular university. Okay. So I finished community college this summer. So right now, I get an offer for Rutgers University. That's one of the like good university in New Jersey.
Okay.
So I got an offer from them. They are paying me, I think, 2 years until 2022, I think. Like fall 2022. I registered, I don't know. I'm thinking about it because I know it's gonna be a lot of things that I have to do. I'm thinking about it, but I'm gonna see how the semester go. And since I'm not paying, I'm just gonna go with it. I mean, I just told my parent that and you know, their face. And,
oh, you're young though, you're young. Yeah. You're super
they'll
young.
Be disappointed. So I don't know, I probably, let's see how it goes.
Nah, you're young. You already have your own podcast, Kusha podcast, English, Spanish.
We're doing this eBay and Premier.
You're already selling online. You already have a new store. So you're like on the right track. I wish I knew when I was 18 what you know right now. You know, I wish like I knew what you know right now back then. So trust me, you're in a very, very good path.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
So what is the most important piece of advice that you ever got? Like for a mentor?
Piece of advice?
Yeah, for a mentor, for a parent, for a friend. That's the most important
piece. For who though? Because there is like different advice for a parent, like for a friend, like for which case?
The advice that hit you the most, that impact you the most. Let's put it like that.
All right, so number one, okay. If you're a parent, if you're a son, if you're a daughter, whatever it is that you are, there's one thing that you guys have to do. There's another way around it, and that if you don't, then whatever it is that you're doing will not be in good standards, all right? And it is something called self-development, personal growth, all right? There's no way for you to grow a business if you're not growing yourself, okay? So you can be the best in numbers, you can be the best running a business, but if you're not growing yourself, okay, your business, it's not going to grow, all right? So if you're not even relating it to business, all right, let's say you have a relationship, if you're not doing self-development, then that relationship is not going to grow, all right? That's why most people that win the lottery, they lose all the money within three, four, five years. Why? Because the money is right here, but their mindset, all right, how they're developed is down here. So what's going to happen? The money is going to start to come down to meet your mindset, all right? That's where you have to do self-development. So instead of the money coming down, you are growing until you meet that amount of money and say same thing with a relationship. Let's say you're here and your girlfriend, your boyfriend are here. Okay, you have to level up to them. How do you level up in a relationship or business is through self-development. You have to listen to people like Napoleon Hill, like Les Brown, like Bob Proctor, like Tony Robbins, like all these different people that are not only teaching you how to get better by learning like the art of motivation, but actually implementation. Okay, implementation of what it is that they're teaching you guys. So the best advice for anyone watching this podcast right now is that you need to do self-development. There's no way. Like, there's a lot of people that come to me for help, and before I even like tell them about eBay or dropshipping, I'm like, yo, you gotta do self-development first.
Yeah.
Because there's no way for me to explain something to you at this level when you're here. Like, you're not going to understand it. You're just gonna say, No. You have to do self-development. You gotta grow yourself. And then you can start thinking about expanding in business or in relationship, but you have to grow. All right? So that's my best advice, honestly.
That's good. One motivation.
We got Manny. Manny just joined the podcast.
Hi, Manny. Manny Campos.
We're going live. Manuel Campos, the man, the myth, the legend.
Manny.
What?
So what motivates you? What makes you wake up every single day with a purpose?
What motivates me? All right. So it's a very sensitive spot. Okay. And a lot of people, like, we all need something to, like, work for, or something to move towards. Okay. Like that point that it's going to keep you up even when things are going bad. For me, my main motivation was always to make sure, as I said before, that my mom was all set. Okay. I wanted to make sure that my parents would never have to work a single day of her life. Okay. So that was my why, and why stands for what hurts you. So that was what's hurting me the most. Okay. Once that was over, I actually went through a big breakthrough, because once that why that always was pushing you forward, once that's met, once that's already done, now you have to look for something new. Okay. Now you have to look for a new why. If not, you will not be able to stay in the path of growth. Okay. So right now, my biggest motivation is to help other individuals live a legacy. Okay. I've been wearing like this wristband, Leave a Legacy, since I became an entrepreneur. I've never taken it off my hand. And I believe that that is my biggest why, my biggest purpose right now, to impact my life by impacting the lives of other individuals. Okay. I believe that your name is the biggest currency out there. All right. It's worth more than the US dollar. It's worth more than any cryptocurrency. Okay. It's your name, and it's good to, when you go someplace or when you are doing certain things, that you can say your name and people will respect you for that. And that is going to act as a currency. So that's my biggest motivation right now, to impact more people, to impact more individuals. And that is exactly why I built the Evapreneurs Academy, so that we can impact more individuals, like, by teaching them something that is going to help them leave a legacy for themselves at a bigger scale.
Perfect. How do you see yourself in 5 years to 10 years from now?
How do I see myself in 15 years from now? So right now I'm 21 years old. So we're talking about 31, 36.
You're so young. I thought you were like older than that.
Are you saying that I look old?
No. You don't look old.
Are you saying that I look old?
No, all I'm right. not saying that. I'm saying, like, right. how you express yourself. Some people don't think that you're older.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. No, you never get that?
I had to, yeah. I actually do. I had to mature earlier, you know, when you come here with like a single mom and all that, it's different. You have to become like the man in the house. So I do think maybe like a 30-year-old, but I'm just 21 years old. And 5 years from now, I'll be 26. By 26, I have too many goals to share with you. Do you want me to base just only like business wise, financially? What do you want me to touch on?
Let's do a personal goal and business goal.
Okay, so 5 years from now, I want to have traveled at least 40 countries. Okay. 5 years from now, there should be minimum 4,000 individuals in the Evapreneurs Academy. Okay. When I say that, I mean 4,000 students that I have already impacted. So in the time lapse of 5 years, okay, that's a pretty solid number for me. Of course, like, we always want to strive for more. We always want to achieve more. But as of right now, I'll be very happy, not conforming, but I'll be happy with 4,000 individuals that have taken action with the Evapreneurs Academy and that actually have tangible results. You know, that I love it when people text me, thank you for this or thank you for that. Like you do it a lot of the time, where like, hey, thank you for like your knowledge, or like those messages that you send every once in a while. So, you know, like, as I said again, that's like kind of like my goal within the next 5 years. Of course, there's more like business ideas coming around, but as of right now, that's as much as I can share with you guys.
Cool. We're almost getting over the podcast So my final question, or like my final request, let's put it that way. Can you tell us a final advice or a final message that you want to let people know who are just starting in the business in e-commerce? Like the final advice.
All right. Sounds good. But going back to your question, you're saying like a final advice for people that want to get started. Okay. So the number thing that you should do if you want to get started in e-commerce is follow me. Okay. Just kidding, guys. Just kidding. But hey, do follow me.
You should.
It's _ Christian de Paz. I'm sure Nicole is going to leave like a link to my IG and stuff on the description. So you guys can follow that. Click the link on my bio and it's going to take you to a page where you can actually get it started. But before you actually getting into all that, number one thing you got to do, okay, as I said before, start doing self-development, okay? That's number one. Number two, where you guys can do in order to be already involved in this world and it starts building some history with eBay as a seller, what you guys can do is you can actually jump in into your eBay account right now. If you have never sold an item before, the first thing you want to do, you want to list an item. So get out of your bed right now. Get out of your shower, whatever it is that you're listening to this, and go around your house. Okay. Pick up an item, whatever it is. Take some really nice pictures. And I want you guys to list that item for sale on eBay. If you don't want to sell it, that's okay. Okay. What you can do if you don't want to sell it, just list it, but just like jack up the price so that no one buys it. And you must be thinking, why are you telling me to list something if I'm not even going to sell it? Okay, so this is just what you gotta do before you start selling. And by you listing an item with eBay, even though you're jacking up the price so that no one buys it, it will already start building reputation with eBay as a seller. So right now, let's say you don't want to start selling today, you want to start selling a month from now. But if you list an item today, then when you start selling a month from now, eBay will already see a history with you as a seller of a month old, for example. So that's a number two. That's a number two thing you should do. You should list an item on eBay. And the third thing you should do, okay, is get it started with the eBayPreneurs Academy and actually learn not only how to start, but how to manage and how to scale your eBay business to a brand new level and like find that financial freedom, which is like we're pretty much all looking forward to.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Chris.
I believe that whatever you've been through, if you say it is like best because other people are probably going through that, mm-hmm. Okay? And it can help them either get better or just completely get out of that.
I have a question. I was thinking to do it after the podcast. It's like a question about, you know, eBay business. So yep. Basically, I wanted to ask you, for example, I see that so many people like start automating their store right away. Not right away. Yep. You know what I mean? Like after you get some sale, after you probably made like $10,000 on sale, they start like outsourcing their work. Do you recommend to do that?
Of course.
You recommend you recommend to do it like right away?
Not right away. So the first thing you gotta do, and this is gonna help a lot of the people that are watching the live and are already working with me. So if you're already selling on eBay and you want to scale to the point where you are not 100% involved in the business, to the point where you have a virtual assistant already running the stores for you, number one thing you gotta do, you gotta learn how to run the whole business yourself. Okay, so don't try to hire someone if you just place one order on your Walmart account and if you just sold two items. All right, that is not recommendable. You have to first of all have a running business. If you have a store that's selling at least 10, 20, like 30,000 a month, maybe for you to actually start thinking about hiring someone. All right, you don't want to have your business negative. You want to have a profitable business. Okay. And you're going to have to pay these people. Okay. So number one thing you got to do, you got to learn how to do everything yourself. You got to learn how to do customer service yourself. You got to learn how to process orders yourself. You got to learn how to source items yourself. You got to learn how to manage all the softwares that we use, how to list items, how to delete items. You got to learn everything because you're going to teach these people. All right. you're going to be teaching the virtual assistant that are going to be hiring you. You may get lucky sometimes and you may get someone that already knows how to look for items or something like that. But the best part is that you hire someone that's brand new to what it is that you're doing, and you teach them how to do everything your way. Okay? Because if this person does not know anything about eBay and you're the one who's teaching them, now you have the leverage. Okay? Remember that. So that's the number two thing after you're already like growing everything in the store. And number three, you got to make sure that you have a profitable business before you start to scale it. If now you're going to be negative numbers because you have to pay softwares, you also have to pay for your VAs. So let me just read a comment here real quick. Hello. In fact, I will integrate the Perry's Food Academy, but my family does not have the means to pay. So if I can access my pot or share it, please. By the way, I am French. What's going on, brother? I can't barely understand what you try to say there. But if you hit me up through my DMs, I'll probably get in a call with you and help you out, man. All right? So Ganga BLV. So you send me a quick DM, brother, with your information, and I'll help you out for sure. All right, Nicole. More questions. I'm excited.
How things going with the with business in general? I see that we have having a really good success lately. I saw your post yesterday. From one of my students.
Yeah, so Jose is killing it. Jose is doing really good. He just passed like the whole seasoning period. His store is well established.
It takes time. People have to know that.
His store is well established now. He's out of PayPal jail. I believe that now is when like the real growth starts to happen once everything is already established. But yeah, it does take time. Especially with eBay, they want to make sure that no amateurs are coming to sell on their platform. They want to make sure that you're a professional, and they want to make sure that you're delivering what you're promising. So that's why it is important for you guys to like read every message, solve every case as fast as possible, because even if you don't think they are, eBay is watching this. Okay? And you want to make sure that, especially for the first couple months, that you're on top of your shit, that you're active. All right. Well, yeah, besides that, students are doing really good. You're seeing that on the Facebook group. And I cannot even wait until we have like 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 students just there in the Facebook group, just like asking questions and solving things and communicating. And we start like running events around the US, you know? Like, I would definitely like to go to you in New Jersey and run a little event there for like maybe 10, 20, 30 people that are in the academy or like are near New Jersey and want to get together. You know, like doing things like these around the world is definitely part as well of where I see myself in the next couple of years, because that's part of the legacy as well.
That's awesome. You have questions in the comments or not?
We have Khaled. We have Caleb C. What's going on, brother? I was doing a podcast here with School Shop Podcast. Can Toy give money, please, bro? Come in private after tour, please. I understand what we're saying, brother, but love you too. We have Emmanuel Rodriguez. He's also doing pretty good with his store. What's going on, brother? We're in a live right now with Nicole Payano. She's the CEO of School Shop Podcast. So she's all the way from New Jersey. What's going on,
Hi.
Nicole?
Hi, Emmanuel.
We just finished our podcast right now in English. Yeah, we're about to get to the one in Spanish. Yeah. So if you only speak Spanish, si solamente hablas español, quédese en el live porque en unos minutos, ya, yeah? Like in about 2 minutes, vamos a empezar a hacer el podcast en español. Lo mismo que hemos hablado hasta ahora en inglés, pero en español, porque hay muchas personas que se están comunicando con nosotros desde Panamá, y de diferentes lugares. What is her why? All right, my so why. We have someone asking for your why. What is your why? What motivates you?
What motivates me? I think what motivates me, what hurt me the most, like how you say, is the same thing. Be able to provide my powers on what I already they did to me. You know, they provide me everything. They came to this country 4 years ago, I think. With nothing, basically, with me and my sister and both of them, my mother and my father, and they are doing everything to put us in a position where we can achieve what we want or do what we want. So I think it's my responsibility to provide them with the same thing. I think it's time for me to take care of them. That's my why right now.
So you've been here for 3 years, you said?
Yeah, 3 years.
So you've been here for 3 years. You're already thinking about helping out your parents, like helping them out like with their expenses and all that. You've been here for 3 years. Your English is pretty solid. You've been here for 3 years, and you already have your own podcast. You already have your own eBay store. You're already getting into the e-commerce world. And on top of that, you're 18?
No, I'm 20.
You're 20. You're a 20-year-old. Lady, okay, it's been here for three. Man, there's no excuses.
You say, lady.
Like I see like so many people out there with like lame excuses. You know, hey man, but you know, tomorrow is Taco Tuesday. I gotta get my. You know, like bro, there's honestly no excuses, and like I will definitely use you as example of what like. Other like women out there should be trying to like strive for, you know, like because you're a girl, it doesn't mean that you have to conform with less or anything like that. Like I love when I see girls that are wanting more out of life. You know, I love when I see girls that are competitive. All these girls now they're doing like network marketing, they're doing Monat and like different like selling products and stuff like that. Like I love doing that, you know. Like that's the girl that a guy wants. Not the girl who just wants to go out on Friday or Saturday, you know? So yeah. I congratulate you for that, and I'm sure definitely inspiring a lot of young ladies out there as well, especially with your podcast.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your kind
words. There you go, Josh. There you go. So what's going on, Josh in Paradise? Guys, follow Josh in Paradise for some fitness advice. Here's the reason why I got this one pack. just kidding.
How's business going?
We still have Ganga VLV wanted to join. Brother, send me a DM privately and I will help you out. All right? Because I'm not understanding what it is you want, brother. But, you know.
That's so weird.
So Nicole, what can you tell all the people that are watching right now? How's your experience been going through the eBayPreneurs Academy? How's your experience been selling on eBay?
It's been great. To be honest, I think without the eBay Academy, I wouldn't know a lot of things. It's a lot of stuff that you have to know to make a successful eBay store. That probably. You remember, I was selling stuff and I was losing a lot of money.
Right. That's a while back. That was one of the first messages you sent me.
Yeah, like two months ago, you were like, dude,
I just sold like $500 or something like that. And then when we went over the numbers, your business was negative because you didn't know you had fees. So that's something that I tell a lot of people that like you need to know what business you're getting involved is in. And that's the reason why people pay for information. Okay? Yeah. At the end of the day, it's going to be more expensive to not pay for it. Okay?
It is.
There are things that are more expensive not paying for them. Okay?
That's true. It's been great.
Do remember that. Hola, hablas español. Sí, en unos 2 minutos más o menos vamos a estar haciendo el mismo live, pero todo en español para las personas que están en el mercado hispano.
Sí. Pero increíble.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. I've been learning so much, Chris. Bro, it's a lot. It's a lot of
information. Are you done with the whole academy?
No. It's too much,
right?
But I'm doing it still, you know? I try to, like, learn by doing. Because sometimes you, like, oh, let me finish the whole course and then don't do nothing. But I'm trying to do and learn at the same time.
It's a lot of information.
Yeah, it's a lot of information. Like, without the course, I don't know if I'm going to, without the course, I'm going to be lost.
Really, but everything is there, though. So yeah, you're going to be good. I mean, you're already selling. You're already doing your thing. You're just, like, getting, like, the final touches now to everything, like, to your store before you actually. Do you have only one store right now?
Only one, yeah.
All right, perfect. So master that, automate that, and then launch a brand new store.
Good.
All right. So let's see if someone has more questions. Are you going to give money because it's my dream? Wow, that's awesome, man. I will give you money once you join the academy. That's going to make a lot of money, brother.
I will.
Keep the link in my bio. And that's going to make you some money. Necesito tu ayuda, por favor. Deja un mensaje en DM. All right? I'll get to that, brother. I'll get to those messages for sure. Let's see who else we have here in the live. Lay Machado, send a request to be... Well, we have people from North Carolina. We have people from Sunny Isles. Jeez. All right. Any more questions in English, Nicole, before we have to run everything in Spanish?
No, not anymore.